Prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. It is the second podcast of the year 2021. There was one last week. There's one this week. There are no other podcasts happening other than these two Gamescasts. I'm Trey Mitchell. We have Connor Reisenhoover and Austin Guttery here, and let's talk video games. Connor.
Hey.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, sports fans. See what I did.
I see what you did. You brought it back to sports.
Like I just wanted to bring up the fact, Trey, that you're overlooking one of the greatest bonus episodes of this podcast to come out this week.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Trey, are you going to release that episode?
I don't know. Maybe. It's been released.
We put a lot of work into
It's been released. I'm sure you did.
We reviewed.
I'm sure it took a lot of time just to kick me in the nuts. For an hour.
We tier listed Trey's tier list of games that he played last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was and a real meta commentary.
It was
40 minutes of straight nut kicking.
Just pure nut kicking the whole time. Just my integrity. You're questioning my honor, my integrity, everything.
Right.
So right. Let me say one thing, Carter. This isn't. They're somewhat ranked, but it's not saying that Resident Evil is better than Banjo-Kazooie or Banjo-Kazooie is better than Ghost of Tsushima. It's just like, once you get into that weird, I don't know, like S tier. You know what? I agree, Austin. You know what? Maybe I should have taken another S tier off. There should have been one S tier. Okay? I like S tier because it's the top. That's your like all-timers. You know what I mean?
Right, but couldn't A just be that?
No, because A is like, you know, there's a lot of good stuff on A that I wouldn't say is a B tier game.
What?
So, like,
well,
Last of Us Part 2.
Why didn't you just...
Let's say I moved everything down. Let's say I took SS off, and that's just S. Last of Us Part 2 is an S tier game. That's probably borderline SS tier. But...
Right, but I'm saying, why don't you just make A have the same significance that S has?
Then it gets too crowded.
No. I'm just saying, just scoot all the names up till you have, instead of SS, S, A, B, C, D, have A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
So, all right. So, if I did that, D tier, would there be a lot of games I wouldn't consider D tier?
Right, but D tier is now what B tier was, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there's still a stigma to B or to D, you know?
So there's like a uniformity in
this.
Tier ranking?
It's more. This is more like. It's
I know.
Just,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Trey. It's like how there are lots of games that get sevens, right? Like, there's a lot of games that get sevens, but they're probably more like five. But no one gives it a five,
right?
Because if you give it a five, everyone looks at that and goes, "Well, that's a failure." But if you look at a seven, you're like, I might not enjoy that, but it's not inherently awful.
Yeah.
Like saying something is a five is way different than saying something is a seven. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I would not be comfortable saying like Final Fantasy VII and Uncharted Lost Legacy and Infamous are D or Carrion or D tier games. Maybe I shouldn't have put games that I played just a little bit of. I think I was just trying to make a big list, and so I was doing everything.
It should have been games completed
that I beat. Yeah, that might. Well, I also wanted to put in like Animal Crossing though, and and Among Us. So that's kind of why I did it that way. But maybe I could just put exceptions to those for those. Also, I think Krista Fields would say that you're high thinking that Banjo-Kazooie is a bad game.
It is. Why does everyone like it so much? Even as a kid, I never understood why.
All right, you remember Super Mario Odyssey? You remember Super Mario Odyssey?
No.
Yes, you do.
What is that?
It is pretty much just it's what Super Mario Odyssey borrowed. Honestly,
I didn't see that on your tier list, so I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, you didn't see Super Mario Odyssey. So Banjo...
Only the games on your list exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's all games.
Also, the fact that... Oh, yeah, Banjo-Kazooie, I can get into it later because I've been playing Banjo a lot with Krista Fields. But also, you guys think I have some kind of Adam... What do you call it? The Adam effect, where I rank things higher than they should be?
Yeah. If you hear somebody else rank them higher.
There it is.
Honestly, same you said that about Ghost of Tsushima. If that were the case, I would have ranked Ghost of Tsushima lower.
What do you mean?
Because there are people that...
It's not on every game that happens. It's just on some games.
Right. We're just noticing a trend. We're not calling it a rule or a law.
It's not like with every game. It's
and just like, a hypothesis. Like Metal Gear Rising. So... You said that I did hate that game at first because I didn't understand the controls, and once I learned and understood the controls, I liked it a lot more.
Which one was the titty game? Was I right?
Which one was the titty game? Metal Gear? Yeah, you made me sound like such a weird perv. I didn't show you titties when I was showing you. I think we were at a point where it's weird. That game's awesome though. That game had amazing gameplay.
Right. I need you to know that the express purpose of us doing that tier ranking of your tier ranking was to kick you in the nuts.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't matter that most of your list we agreed with, which if you listen all the way through, anyone who listens all the way through, we do talk about how we agree with you on most of your points.
Mm.
But we did pick the smallest, tiniest things that we thought were flaws and blew them up to giant
proportions. Oh, I understand that. I will say Shovel Knight is a game I want to give more of a chance to, because I do feel like people really enjoy it, and I want to enjoy it as well. Night in the Woods, I did have fun with Connor, and I want to go back and finish that. I really do. I think my issues with it were just sort of the humor, but I think I'm getting used to it, and I'm starting to understand, you know, what the game's trying to say, and I think it's good.
Not that you're playing that a lot on stream, but I do also think that that's probably not a stream game.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Just in terms of, like, really involving yourself in the story and kind of getting submersed in it, or immersed in it.
And I will say, too, I think my the games I stream, I actually have more fun with them because I'm hanging out. So, like, Goose Game, I had fun playing that with you, so that's why it's, like, pretty high. Or did I
That's
put it
fair.
High?
I had a good time watching you play Goose Game.
Yeah. And I didn't play that much of it. So, like, again, maybe some of the ones I didn't play that much of, I should just have left off. Because, like, I only played a little bit of, like, Mario Sunshine, Mario 64.
Man, you got me to admit that. I don't think Mario Sunshine's as good as I remember.
Yeah.
Trey, I want to go back to your point about the controls and then you liking it better. Is that what you were saying about some game?
About Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, yeah.
Right. That's not the Adam effect. Just changing your opinion based on figuring out a game is not the Adam effect.
Adam effect is not liking something, but everyone else likes it, so I like it.
No. It's basing your opinion or changing your opinion based on hearing someone else's opinion about it. Or, like, basing your entire opinion on
I don't do that.
The general consensus.
I'll admit what I'd maybe do is if I don't have that... strong of an opinion on something, I will be swayed, maybe.
Right.
I do not I have a strong opinion about something, but then I hear someone say something else and I go with that. I don't do that.
Unless it's Adam.
No, I don't do that with Adam. They're the movie Mandy, I really liked it and Adam and Spencer did not, but I kept with I really enjoyed it. I don't care what you say. But no, there will be some times maybe where I have an opinion that is like, or maybe it's a little opinion and then it maybe it grows after hearing someone else have the same opinion, or I don't have a strong opinion on something and I hear someone and I'm like, oh, that's a good opinion. I don't know. I don't do it on purpose.
Oh, I know.
Feel attacked. I'm in a corner.
Well,
right
I have
now,
another
guys.
I'm another thing that really is grinding my gears right now.
Okay.
Trey.
Oh no.
So awesome. This guy puts on Twitter earlier this week.
Uh oh, hot take.
Just puts on Twitter, I think I'm going to become golf guy.
Yeah, man.
So
I did
Adam
that 2 weeks ago.
With the ticket people.
This is the Saroy effect.
Mm-hmm.
He got you into video games. Now he's getting you into golf.
I know, man. No one's reached out to me though, so I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, first off, Sean and I reached out to you about playing a little disc golf, and you just swiftly rejected that idea.
No, I want to play real golf.
Yeah, as much as I love disc golf, it's fake golf.
It is.
Whatever, guys. It's unpretentious golf. That's what it is.
That is true.
Sounds like hippie golf.
Sure.
Sounds like golf you play with your wife, and your wife is really good at it kind of golf.
I don't
like winning
know.
Tournaments.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right. You got me there.
I was giving her a compliment. Giving Jessica a compliment there.
And then he followed it up with, well, I already have the shoes and the clubs, so.
Yeah, I bought those in college where I wanted to be golf guy. I like golf. I think it's relaxing.
You seem like guy who wants to be into golf.
It's I honestly was sort of half joking, but I do want to go out more and play a little bit more. I think my issue is I slice it because of my sight, because I do have like really bad vision in one eye, so I don't really line it up well, and I end up slicing a lot. And so that's an issue for me. But I do enjoy like putting. Or just going on a driving range.
We'll go to the mini golf.
Yeah,
we should go to Top Golf together.
Top Golf is fun. I do like putting though a lot. But I wouldn't mind playing around. But thing for me though is I get the anxiety of like someone's waiting for me. I hate that.
Yeah,
that's why I don't play a lot of multiplayer games.
Trey seems like guy who wears a visor while he plays golf.
Oh yeah, and Oakley's.
Yep, like white visor. Maybe by like the 12th or 13th hole, he's got it upside down and turned around.
Uh huh.
Some of those brown frat shoes.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you don't wear those on a golf course. You wear golf shoes.
Khaki
on a golf course.
Khaki shorts.
If you're my dad, you don't wear shoes on a golf course at all.
Ooh, that's the best. I like doing that.
I could see your dad not wearing shoes.
My dad golfs shoeless.
Mm-hmm. They call him Shoeless Joe Jackson.
They do. He actually got removed from the Chicago Black Sox because he threw the World Series.
Mm. Anything else you want to yell at me about?
No, we should probably get into what we've been playing, though.
Yeah, what have you guys been playing? I could talk about what I've been playing first, since I always go last. And I want to hear what you guys have to say more, so I'll be quick.
Well, sure.
Sorry.
Your proclamation. That's the only reason people clear their throat, is they got a proclamation.
So me and a VZ, friend of VZ show, Alec, his name is Alec, and we've been playing through Resident Evil Code Veronica, and I think I'm getting the hang of it. I'm getting the hang of the tank controls. I think we kind of got into a point where... So these games do not hold your hand, especially the older ones, Connor. They're a bit more unforgiving as far as like healing items and stuff. You know, I think the newer ones are a bit more forgiving. Like the newer ones and the remakes were a bit more forgiving. Like I never felt like I was scrounging in those games. Even Resident Evil Remake 1, the first one, I didn't feel like I was really scrounging. This one, it's a little more scroungy. And it's very fun to play that on a PS5. It's a PlayStation 2 game on a PS5. Like, there's, like, horrible water effects. And so the fun joke is, hey, it's the power of the PS5, guys. It does need
an
update.
Is it on, like, virtual console?
Yes, virtual console.
Or are you just playing?
Well, no,
it's downloaded?
Yeah, I downloaded it. I bought it off the store. Okay. It's available on the store. And I purchased it. And, it's a very campy game. Like we're kind of getting into sort of the story, and there's a lot of like real campy characters. It feels, I think, I don't know if it's just a Japanese thing, but I feel like Metal Gear Solid and Resident Evil kind of have a shared, maybe like kinship or something. Like there's like a similarity between the two as far as sort of the characters go, how campy they are.
Now,
at least
this,
in this one,
for someone who is unaware really of the games outside of the numbered ones, is this like 3.5?
Yeah. So what Alec told me, because we streamed Resident Evil 1 together, and he said that Code Veronica, it's before 4, or at least I think it's like after 3 or something. And it was supposed to be 4, but they didn't make it 4. So, like, it's important somewhat to the story, but it's not numbered. But, like, I you know, he said I didn't need to play, like, Revelations or anything like that. Or, but, that this was, like 3.5 almost, I believe. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And I just, so like, I've heard of Code Veronica, but I wasn't sure where it fit in the series.
It's like a, it's a lot of, it's like Link to the Past of, it sounds like, not Link to the Past, Link's Away, it sounds like the Link's Awakening of Resident Evil games, where it's probably a game not a lot of people have played, but like there's like a frivolous fan base around it that it's like their favorite game of the series. You know what I mean? Like, it's that little one that everyone loves, or that a lot of people love. I'm really excited to play 4, because I know 4 is the one every... like, that's considered one of the best games of all time, 4 is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have not played 4. And then I'm going to play 5 and 6, probably just to play it, since... why not? Played all the other ones. So played that. What else did we do? We played Fallout New Vegas, Connor, with Matt Birmingham.
Man, that was a really fun stream.
It was. That's a game, though, I might need to play by myself for a little bit before Saturday night stream. Just to... I think when I stream, I'm not really absorbing all the controls. I'm also not used to Xbox controllers. And so it's it takes a little while to get used to everything. So like sometimes I think I'm hitting something, but I'm pulling up my Pit Boy, you know? So I think that's sort of what was happening. But it was a lot of fun with you and Matt. Matt knows the game really well. We were, it's really neat. It's a lot more character and story than 4. I don't know if I have like a real big feel for it right now. I think I need to play a lot more and explore, and, you know, that's one of those games you got to kind of explore. I might look for some mods. As far as like cleaning it up a little bit, but you know, it's fun. I'm glad I'm finally playing Fallout New Vegas.
Also,
because I know I've heard great things about it.
I felt like we really had, like, the people who were on the stream seemed very involved the entire time.
Yeah,
and we had one or two guys that were like, I just like the game. I don't know who you guys are.
That's awesome, though. Like, I've had that a bunch with, like, certain games. Like, Resident Evil, you always find, like, someone just finding Resident Evil, like, to watch. And, like, on our stream, we found, like, a similar person who was like, I just like Resident Evil. And, yeah, that's always cool when you get someone on stream that just likes the game you're playing, and they'll give you tips and hints and let you know what to do. So, yeah, it was a fun time. I'm glad Matt could do it, and Matt's going to continue to do it. Because I know that's his, he loves Fallout New Vegas. I haven't really formed an opinion on it yet. Like, I'm enjoying it. I like Fallout, but I don't know at this point what makes it better than 4 or 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, again, Matt's right in that if you went back, have you ever played 3, Trey?
I played a little bit of 3, but that was, again, okay. That was a... I think a point in time where I wasn't ready for it, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, Matt's description, honestly, was very good when he said that the reason that New Vegas is held in such high regard is that they put in so many dialogue options, and they made it to where you can legitimately, like, outthink your way through stuff. So you don't always have to kill someone. You don't always have to do this. You can creatively solve most of the problems that they throw at you without simply saying yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the critique of Fallout 4, is that it didn't feel like that, which is how most Fallout games in the past had been. And it was just basically a shoot 'em up.
Yeah, that's what Matt said as well. I mean, I enjoyed 4, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, 4 was... It still was fun, just I know a lot of, like, real fans said it didn't feel like a Fallout game.
I think it's a mix of the setting, the music, which you're not really listening to, which is totally fine. I don't know that you lose a whole lot out of it. And just the story, the overall story being told and the characters introduced are very fun. And then, like, the creative problem-solving aspect of it is really fun also, and I think those are the biggest reasons why this is looked at as one of the best in the series.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to play more, I guess.
Good.
And then playing Banjo-Kazooie with Chris the Fields. We're about halfway through that game. Yeah, it feels like it's oddly like Mario Odyssey in a way, where you're in a big world and there's all these little mini tasks you have to do to collect your jiggies. And it's a lot of fun. I don't get why you don't like it, Austin.
I don't think you can say that.
You can say jiggies.
Well, why is that aimed at me? Connor does not like Banjo-Kazooie either.
Because I feel like Connor's just saying it. This is the Connor effect, where you don't have... Connor effect is you hear about something and you hear people like it and you don't really have an opinion, so you shit on it.
I was telling Connor before we got on air that I have disliked Banjo-Kazooie since like elementary school.
Okay.
I've always thought it was lame.
I've also played a little bit of Banjo-Kazooie and found it to be worse than Super Mario 64.
Ooh.
So okay. It's slightly better than Conker's Bad Fur Day, but not by a lot.
Okay.
How about that? You like that?
I've not played Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I think you should stream Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yeah, that's everyone streams Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never once seen anyone
yeah, stream what?
Yeah, I've seen people stream it.
Okay, well, never mind. I take it back.
Take
Don't
it back.
Worry about
take it,
it
all back.
I do.
There's the great Mighty Pooh. He's going to fling his shit at you.
That's true. And then there's also you have to get a cow stuck in a hole, and it's got to poop itself so much, and you got to get a bull to ram it to death.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of movie references in that game.
There's also just a lot of poop in that game.
There's a lot of poop and a lot of boobs.
Yep.
A lot of
squirrel boobs. Squirrel boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool, Trey. Sounds like you've been playing a lot.
The voiceover sounds so weird in that game. Like the how they recorded it, it sounds like someone recorded it like on their phone inside of a refrigerator.
Well, I don't think that's an issue of the recording. It's probably an issue of the capabilities of the 64. They probably had to compress it so much.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it sounds weird. It's not like today's voice acting, guys.
Was that a Nintendo 64 only release, or was that a multi-console? Well,
no, it was just Nintendo 64, but eventually put it on Xbox.
Right.
I think that is everything. I did play some Call of Duty Cold War multiplayer, which is a fun... just hang with your buds kind of thing,
Ronald Reagan.
I didn't play the single player. I didn't. I just played with some friends.
Did you get to play as Ronald Reagan's dementia?
No.
Torment him?
I did not get to play as Ronald Reagan's dementia.
Did you get to play as the crack?
The crack?
Yeah, the crack.
The crack cocaine? No. I did not play as crack cocaine.
Did you get to play as AIDS?
Did you get to play as a Rubik's Cube?
Ooh.
Maybe a piano key necktie?
Did you get to play as Wonder Woman 1984?
Trey, give us your hot take on Wonder Woman 1984.
Hated it because it's a woman character.
I did. Yeah, hate it because it's a woman. I thought it was insane, but maybe not insane enough, and it wasn't good.
Oh, Trey, I do have a real question for you, though.
What's up?
Did you get to play as Nancy Reagan?
Did not get to play as Mammy at all.
You didn't get to ban record sales?
No. Did she do that?
Am I thinking of Al Gore's? Am I thinking of Tipper Gore?
No,
I don't
think
so.
Nance?
That sounds like something Nancy Reagan would do.
Hey, folks. Jim Nance here. Nance Reagan here.
Connor, what have you been playing?
Lot of Spider-Man, Trey.
Yeah?
Lot of Spider-Man.
Oh, boy. This is it. Tables have turned. This is Super Spider-Man Cast 64.
Right.
You know, I might play it now. Seems pretty cool.
Oh, the Connor effect. This is the Connor effect on Austin. Connor likes something, so Austin's going to like it because he likes Connor.
First off, I was joking.
In this case, Austin and I have very similar game tastes. So there is a chance that if I like a game, he'll probably also find some enjoyment in it.
So why can't that be me, where I might just have similar opinions as someone else?
Name who
you
have
seem to change to. With the wind.
When have they changed?
Yesterday.
Okay. Connor, today. Talk about Spider-Man.
Well, Trey, I've already found all the backpacks, already took photos at all the landmarks. I am like four science things away from being done with those. I've stopped all the thugs, and now I'm stopping all the demon thugs.
Good.
I have like 10 suits already.
Are you going to platinum this, Connor? Is this going to be your first PS4 game, first platinum?
I mean, who knows? We'll see.
It's a pretty easy platinum.
Well, I'm on my way. I'm playing as punk rock Spider-Man right now.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, it's a good suit. It's a good looking suit. I played as a negative Spider-Man for a little bit.
Yeah. Have you beaten the game?
No.
Okay.
You can buy that suit pretty quick. I'm telling you, Trey, I'm not doing a whole lot of story missions. That's not how I play
the game.
Just
playing it. Just playing to play. It's a fun game, man. It's a lot of fun.
I will do all of the other stuff so that I'm incredibly overpowered for story missions. That's how I play every game.
Do you
feel like... Just do all the side stuff and come back.
So I have a question. Do you think it's a tech demo, like Austin said?
There is a lot of swinging. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, but that swinging's fun.
No, it's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I think that they introduced fast travel a little too late in the game.
They didn't need fast travel at all.
One man's opinion is sometimes maybe I'm on one end of New York and I got to swing to the other end. And it's fine. The swinging's fun. But it still takes me 2.5 minutes to swing across the entire map.
Trey, maybe I'll do a stream where I stream Spider-Man without ever once doing a swing. I just walk the whole time.
That sounds horrible.
You can run. There's a mission I did where I wasn't able to swing, and so I had to run the whole way.
And a parkour.
And it sucked.
Yeah, it's... I bet you... I don't. That just sounds like a pain in the ass to do.
Anyway, it's really fun. I'm really enjoying it. The story is, I'm not that far into it, but the story seems adequate.
It's good. I like it. I mean, it's a good Spider-Man story.
I'm trying to think what else my opinions are. The fighting feels really fluid. The one thing I really liked, and I wish there was more of, and I hope there's more of, is I really like taking out the Kingpin hideouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like picking guys off one by one. That was one of my favorite things in Batman.
There's plenty of that in there, yeah. Hideouts and stuff.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, in Batman, one of my favorite things, and I think that's the thing I compare it to the most.
Sure.
Feels so much like Arkham City.
Yeah.
In terms of... What?
What was that?
Loud noise. It's a robot noise.
It sounds like
wasn't me.
It was you.
Oh, well. Do anything. I didn't touch anything, so... Anyway,
glad you're enjoying it.
It feels a lot like Arkham City, and that's a good thing. I loved that game. The combat feels really fluid. The swinging is fun. The voice acting's I don't know. It's really cool. Like, if I was really into Spider-Man, I'm sure there'd be a lot more things that'd be like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy that they put this in here. But I'm having a really good time with it. I think it's gonna be a favorite. I think. And it is interesting. There's a lot of Spider-Man and the cops, but we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
We did that to death last year.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it's good. I've been playing that, and then I've been playing some more Super Mario Sunshine as well.
Okay.
Just cleaning up that island, Trey. You know, just being Janitor Mario, taking care of things.
Making the world a better place.
Making the world a better place. Trying to save...
Making my way downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to save Peach from Baby Bowser. And also, the voice acting in that game is terrible.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Mario!
That was pretty good.
That was good.
That was
Connor could be a Peach.
That's literally all she says. Like, what else does she say?
You know, that's the first appearance of Toadsworth. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do his voice.
Mario! Hey! I don't know.
You been playing anything else, Connor?
No, I almost sounded like a Homestar Runner character.
Hey!
Which, by the way, Homestar Runner is, you can still, it's still alive.
Yeah, they had a cartoon the other day about the death of Flash and what they're going to do about it.
Yeah, through the magic of some other service, you can actually through their entire old Flash website. So that's kind of cool.
Nothing is ever really dead if people like it enough.
Do you think Homestar Runner is a video game?
I don't think I've ever really played Homestar Runner.
No, I'm sorry. I just mean like the game, or like the site.
Is a Flash game a video game? Yeah, sure.
No, I'm but it's not games though. It's Flash videos.
There are games as well.
Can you control it?
Yeah, you never played the text adventure?
No.
There's a text adventure game on there. There's like a Legend of Zelda type game on there as well. It's like a Trogdor game. But yeah. Anyway. That's all I've been playing, Trey.
Austin, what are you playing?
So Danielle and I are about halfway through Halo 2. And she's been such a good Master Chief. We've been killing some aliens. And yet again, I'm blown away at how good and photorealistic those cutscenes are. It's
almost distracting.
It is. I wish it was. I would just watch a whole playthrough if it looked like that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even need to play the game. It just looks so good.
Yeah, it looks really good. That was the one that was ranked top tier on my list. The highest highest one.
We had some discussions about that.
Which one was which?
So we've been playing through that, and then I've just been playing Dark Souls 3 and Hades.
Nice. Like a good gamer.
I am, yeah.
Look at you. Being a little gamer
look
boy.
Look at what?
I said look at you.
Again, look at what?
Look at you.
Oh, they said look at Jew.
No, I did not
or
say
like
that.
Like a Jew.
Look at you. Being a good gamer boy.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I guess that's it. Connor, we got news, so Austin needs to do the news song.
What am I, what's newsing today? What's the song?
Can you give me any U2 song?
Uno, dos, tres, catorce. Hello, hello, hola. I'm at a place called Video Game News. That is the only YouTube song I know, and that's the only part of that song I know.
You don't know.
Wow. Where the streets have no name.
I think that's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't that?
No, dad that music? Is me. That was me doing Bruce Springsteen, but it's actually a good song.
Do you know Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Oh, okay, yes. I did not realize that.
You want to try that one?
Well, I don't know the song. I just know. Okay. Yeah, well, I thought I already did a beautiful news song for you.
Well, fine. We got news.
Yeah, we do. And first and foremost, Trey, right off the top, I want to start with the story that's going to interest you the most.
Mm.
Resident Evil Village Showcase, January 21st. Are you excited for the next entry in the Resident Evil franchise? And are you excited that it looks to be taking place in M. Night Shyamalan's The Village?
I am excited. I have really enjoyed playing through the Resident Evil games, and I would say I might be a Resident Evil fan. I might be a fan of the series. I got a question for you two guys. Do you what when you hear Resident Evil, what do you think?
That umbrella thing.
Yeah, umbrella.
Well, like as far as like gameplay goes.
Mila Jovovich.
Killing hordes of zombies.
It's really not what it is at all. Like,
oh,
at least,
you know
go
Albert
ahead.
Wesker. That's what I think of.
Yes. So, like, it's weird because I think, because I know 5 and 6 are more, like, action games where you kill hordes of zombies. And I think 4 is a little more action, too. But, I mean, the first 3 in Code Veronica and 7, 7's not even zombies. But the first 3, it's like, you kind of just try to avoid them. For the most part.
Is it like Metal Gear where it's a lot of sneaking?
No, it's a lot of puzzles. You're kind of like puzzling around and a lot of puzzles you have to solve and a lot of like kind of going, you know, traversing through the house or through the police station. 2 is awesome and the remake's really good because they have this guy called Mr. X who's stalking you the whole time. And so, like, you can hear his footsteps, and you're like, oh, shit, he's, you know. There's a lot of good good clips we have on stream, me and Perry playing, where I'm like, I hear something, I turn around, and he's right there, and I scream, and he punches me. So the games are, they're a lot more puzzly than they are hordes of zombies. There's really not that many. It's all, honestly, you want to avoid them for the most part.
This one looks like werewolves, though.
Yeah, so 7 was odd because it's not like zombies. It's like the T-virus and that it they're like zombies. You know, they're not walking dead.
They have like a lot of extra.
It's like 28 Days Later zombies.
Yeah.
Who are just like infected.
They're it's more undead. Infected than undead from what I gather. And so like 7 was weird because it was like this. It was like this, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre family, but they had been you know, affected by the T virus and gone insane. And there was like slug monsters, and there was like mold monsters, and it was
right.
It wasn't like zombies. And then so this one's kind of taking a different turn as well. So I dig it. I'm sure there's people who don't dig it, but I dig it. I really, really like 7. I really like the 2 remake a lot. I liked playing through 1 and 3 as well, and so I really dig the series.
Groovy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not only going to be getting information about Resident Evil Village, Trey.
Oh no? What else?
Nope. We're also going to be... They're also going to be teasing a new title. How about that?
New title? Probably a multiplayer. I know they're trying to do like multiplayer games.
So Capcom is announcing is also teasing a new title announcement for the event, a closed beta test for the unannounced multiplayer game tied to Resident Evil's 25th event anniversary is coming to PS4 and Xbox One. The beta period will start January 28th and end on January 30th. And don't forget, Trey, we get a Resident Evil Infinite Darkness movie coming to Netflix this year.
Oh, great. I heard they were doing those. I don't know, man.
Doesn't sound like you're really into it.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
We'll see when. What? Like again, those movies are those games aren't really actiony. I'll see.
You think the movies are faithful?
I've not seen any of the movies, but from what I gather, they're not.
Well, Trey, you know what's also not faithful to the movies?
What?
Harry Potter: Hogwarts Legacy.
That might be faithful to the movies. Actually, I don't know. I mean, doesn't take place during the movies, but. Or the books, but they delayed it, right, Connor? Is that the story?
You won't be playing it this year.
Yeah, I mean,
it's delayed 2022.
Do you guys get upset with game delays?
No, not at all. I would much rather have a delayed great game that lives forever than a crapped out Cyberpunk.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, yeah, cool. Delay it, you know. Work on it. I don't ever really care. I mean, I guess I don't base my whole life on something coming out. Like I'm not
right
moving the world around for that thing to come out, and so I've never really been upset with delays.
You think?
I mean, I think the most upset I've been was just the and I'm not upset, but I think the most bummed out maybe was and it was just everything that kind of came with it with Fast and the Furious 9 getting delayed because, you know, that was COVID and Adam's bachelor party was going to be that day. We're going to go skydiving, right, Austin? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go skydiving right into the theater and watch Fast and the Furious 9. It was going to be a badass day and it didn't happen.
No.
But I've never really cared about delays.
You think they're kind of trying to let the whole J.K. Rowling thing...
That's not going to ever go away. Honestly, I talked about this with actually Sam Hale of all people. I think what they should do, and it's not going to wipe away. You can't not give J.K. Rowling money, right?
You think they should make Harry Potter trans?
I think they should be like, hey, we're going to give like a significant amount of money to the Trevor Fund or something like that. Like, hey, we'll take a lot of the proceeds. We'll take like 10%. We'll give it to... Trevor Fund or some other like transgender charity.
Wait, who's Trevor Fun?
I think that's like a LGBT charity.
I think it's called the Trevor Project.
Oh, the Trevor Project? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's the one the Elton John song is written about, I think.
Okay. That yeah. I think they should do that. You know, I don't know if they do, yeah. But that's maybe a good idea to at least look like they're doing something about it.
Yeah. Who's they? I mean, EA. Like Warner Brothers?
EA. Who's releasing the game? Okay. Yeah.
I thought you just meant in general, anytime she gets money, they would take like...
I just know that I think the game proceeds, so like sales on the game, like take a percentage of that, like maybe
it is
10%, and be like, we're donating it.
It is weird when someone creates a world,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, well, you've built this, but do you still lay claim to like, do you get to make up all the rules to your world once it's
right.
just an existing thing that you've created?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting, especially with something like that, where it's one person who created it, right? This isn't like, this isn't a team of people. This isn't a writer's room. This is one person.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, it's like Lord of the Rings or
yeah.
like...
Star Wars.
George R. Martin's thing.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's just like, well, when you cast your vision into something, at what point does it stop being yours and it starts being everyone else's?
I think... Look, I that's the same thing. I think when people are alive and making money off it, I think that's when it's still their thing.
Okay.
Look, I'm going to buy the game. I think it's harder for me because A, I'm not affected by her. I heard her words are shitty as hell, but they don't affect me as much as they might someone else.
But you're and, more affected. And just poop there and wave it away.
Yeah, I'm more affected by that. You know, like, and I'm just being completely honest with that. Like, it and my love for the series growing up, you know, those were humongous parts of my life, those books. So it would be very hard, and everyone has their threshold, right? Everyone has their line where they're like, well, I'm not going to support this anymore. And look, I don't know. Like, I feel like for me, it's like, well, that's shitty as hell, but I still am excited for this game.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to go and find the Chamber of Secrets and kind of
sure.
like Moaning Myrtle perv on you.
I know.
A little bit. I guess
it might
she won't be
there. Yeah, she won't be there. This is like hundreds of years before.
She's not dead yet.
No, she's not dead yet. If she's in there, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, it's not central to the lore. She
not
shouldn't
lore.
Be there.
No, she shouldn't.
Speaking of perving on stuff, mm-hmm. Austin, are you up for Pokemon Snap coming to Nintendo Switch in April?
I've never played Pokemon Snap. Again, I never had an N64 growing up, so I've never really played any N64 games. And so, I don't know, it never looked that cool to me. But who knows? I mean, it could be fun. I'll probably grab it. Who am I kidding?
What was the game you mentioned? I'm sorry.
Pokemon Snap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm yeah, sure. I'm interested. But I already got a Pikmin and Hyrule Warriors.
I've also never played that. But I think I would try.
You've never
like,
been
I'm...
to a Blockbuster and played that at the kiosk?
No, I've never been to a Blockbuster and played it at the kiosk. I don't know. I'm interested in it. I don't know that I want to pay $60 for it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. Is it $60? Did they say $60?
No. I don't know that I've seen a price associated with it. But
okay.
Knowing what it is, I don't know that I really would like pay that much for it.
You know Nintendo's going to charge $60.
Oh, well, so technically it's a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sequel to the other one, I guess.
They're definitely going to charge $60 for it, though.
Yeah.
And I will not buy it at $60. I want like, everyone to know that right now.
Like Bug Snacks, you know, that was like $25. That was free for me on PS Plus.
I would pay $35 for Pokemon Snap.
All right, you have $35. Yeah, you can play Pokemon Snap or Bug Snacks. What do you buy?
I'd rather play Bug Snacks.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? There's more Pokemon news, though. There are Pokemon Diamond and Pearl Switch remakes rumored for the February reveal.
Can we just get Red and Blue remakes for the Switch, please?
We already have them.
Yeah, but can they be released on the Switch?
They already
we already have that.
Oh,
did you
with
get
Let's
Go Pikachu, and Let's Go
okay,
Eevee?
That, okay, yeah, I do have the Pikachu one.
They're actually, like, weird Pokemon catching mechanic aside, they're actually, like, really amazing remakes.
I haven't played too
fully
much of
fleshed.
It. Okay, maybe I go play that.
Do you think that this is the Pokemon people running out of ideas?
I mean, they did... what was the last one? Sword and Shield?
No. I mean that they are burning through these remakes.
Yeah. They don't... Yeah. I mean, people want them, I guess. They'll buy them.
It's true. Right? It's true.
I don't know. I like Pokemon, but I'm not... I don't think I like it as much as Austin does. I've not played Diamond and Pearl.
This is my true entrance to the series. Like, I got Fire Red and I played Fire Red and then I traded a buddy for Leaf Green, but this is the one that, like, got me. I played all the way through, beat everything, played so much global trading. I was so into this game, so I think I will play it again. I think this is the one that I'm like, yeah, I'd play this again.
Okay, cool.
So I will probably purchase it.
See, I would love
the most. Go on.
I would love Gold and Silver to be released, because those were, like, I don't think I ever actually played them, but I know, like, I was excited for them.
Well, Heart Gold and Soul Silver are, I think, amongst a lot of people, considered the best games in the series.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic also. I have those as well. Those came out right after Diamond and Pearl. I think it was Diamond and Pearl, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, and then Black and White.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I hit all three of them and played all of them and completed all of them. I think I didn't finish Sun and Moon, but I did finish
I definitely didn't.
Sword and Shield.
So I beat X and Y. I 100% in X, not 100%, but I got everything in X and Y. Like, those
forgot
were like,
about X
Y. That was bless you. Yeah, and but then, like, bless you. It was hard for me to kind of get back into another one after that.
You know,
I
what?
Wanted Sword and Shield to be good because the engine is so cool looking. It's what we've always wanted, like a full 3D, like free movement Pokemon game, and they just kind of, like, there wasn't much to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was disappointed a little bit with it as well.
It kind of feels like a lot of games on the Switch, not a lot to it, maybe.
I think there's not a lot. There's not as much to Pokemon as people remember.
Maybe.
I think it has more to do with the game itself and not necessarily the system. But I think the system limitations may have an effect as well.
But the underlying mechanics are so fun. It doesn't really matter what the game looks like or anything. Like, Red and Blue are just as fun as Diamond and Pearl or Black and White.
Austin, are your Katy Perry pants going crazy?
Always.
Well, guess what? Yeah. Katy Perry is going to be hosting. She's going to be headlining the Pokemon 25th year celebration event.
Dude, my pants just ripped off, flew across the room.
I like Katy Perry.
Why is that?
Okay, go ahead, Trey.
She beautiful?
She got big up tops.
She got big eyes. She has great eyes.
That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
The global musical celebration called P25 Music will feature Katy Perry alongside other rising artists to ring in those Gotta Catch 'Em All festivities.
Hell yeah. I like Katy Perry. I have no shame for liking Katy Perry.
Is she going to dress up like Miltank?
She needs to dress up like Pikachu.
More like Milftank, am I right? But guys, get excited because we're promised, quote, some of the biggest names in music.
Lil Nas X.
Oh, buddy, I hope Lil Nas X is there.
You got the Weeknd.
Okay, keep going. I like
it.
The Weeknd and Lil Nas X.
Give Paul me McCartney. Two more.
Paul McCartney will be there. Okay, give me one more to round out this.
Green Day.
So your lineup, five. Your guessing is Katy Perry, which we know.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X.
Uh huh.
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
Yes.
And Green Wings. Day.
Yeah, and Green Day.
Okay, Paul McCartney and Wings. It's not just going to be Paul McCartney.
No, it's Wings as well. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. That's a lineup.
Honestly, I would pay to go see that lineup. Welcome to the stage, Lil Nas X and Paul McCartney. They're going to do it.
Hey, my
horse. What Wings song are they going to do together?
No, they're going to do the poker rap.
Yeah, they're going to do the poker rap. Oh,
they do every
hey. It's me, Paul. I'm the member of the Beatles.
What if they do black and white? Like, they call it Ebony and Ivory, but it's a black and white to the Pokemon games.
Called to do a song about Pokemon. I like them all. Do you have a Blastoise?
Okay, next. hey, we're getting a new Star Wars game from Ubisoft. Lucasfilm, not just
EA. I like
EA
the Star Wars.
How about that?
You pumped? I like the Star Wars. I'm pretty pumped.
Okay,
yeah,
but
you know,
how
Ubisoft, they make great games. They make them very, very open world, and that's going to be Star
Wars.
So you're
about to get fired from this podcast.
Everyone wants to play an open world Star Wars game, yes? It's
don't make me do to you what was done to John Lennon. Okay.
Oh, okay. Been brushing up on your Catcher in the Rye?
Is it John Hinckley Jr.? I couldn't remember which one it was. John Hinckley, Reagan?
Yeah, Reagan was Hinckley. Chapman was...
John Lennon.
Lennon.
Yeah.
It all comes back to Reagan on this podcast.
It does. It all comes back to Reagan. That's 2021. All comes back to Reagan.
That son of a bitch is responsible for every problem we've had for the last 30, 40 years.
Whoa.
He certainly didn't help. I don't know that he's responsible for, but he certainly, maybe not commission, but definitely omission.
I thought he was a great president.
Back when you were in college?
Yeah. Back when you had just gotten into the workforce and the trickle downs were trickling down to you. Anyway, I don't know that this is a huge deal, other than this is the first game that was not produced by EA in quite some time for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, they lost the license, right?
No, they still have the license. Well, did they lose it?
I don't know. I was just agreeing with them.
No, I don't think they did. I think they, but I think this is what they should be doing, making partnerships with other studios. Why not?
Yeah. I mean,
Ubisoft knows how to make up a world game, so hey, why not?
I don't really. I honestly don't care about Star Wars games.
You know what? I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but I think the thing with Star Wars I like the most are the video games, because I do like.
Not according to your.
Well, okay, that's the other thing. Squadrons. I said when I said it wasn't what I thought. It was way more like. It wasn't as arcadey as I wanted it to be. It was a little more procedural. Like I had to like look at how much like power, and I was like, you know, and I had to like it was a bit more stuff I had to do than I kind of wanted to do, so I kind of fell off. You know what I mean? It wasn't just fly and shoot. It was more like, okay, I got to put the boost on here. Okay, now I have to get into this mode. Now I have to do this. I have to speed up. I mean, it was fun. I probably should go back and play more. I just didn't.
Did you have to use the boost to get through?
I had to do a barrel roll.
Okay, there we go.
Do a barrel.
Did you have to protect Slippy?
Yeah, Slippy sucks.
Fox, they're on my tail. Thanks, Fox. I thought they had me.
Is that the N64 game with the most and maybe clearest voice acting?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah.
You know, Banjo-Kazooie's voice acting is really well done. Just sounds like fake Ty Walker.
Okay. Don't besmirch Banjo.
Well, hey guys, it's me, Ty Walker.
All right, next story.
Trey, cancel your plans to go to Super Nintendo World because its debut is delayed again.
I already got my ticket. What am I supposed to do?
You know what? I've been watching a lot of stuff on Super Mario World. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched a guy review the foods that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool, man.
It does.
Theme parks are pretty cool. Psilocybin mushrooms?
Yeah, it's all it is psilocybin mushrooms. No, dude. They had like a they had some Super Mario Italian sodas.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
A nice peach.
Dude,
Italian
I tell you, man, I don't. Theme parks are becoming a lot cooler.
Strawberry Italian soda, green apple Italian soda.
Okay.
And then spaghetti? They had like, nope, no spaghetti.
It's spaghetti, no ravioli.
Nope. But they also had like, it was basically a pancake, but in the middle of it, so it was like a pancake in the shape of Mario or Luigi's hat, and it was either green or red, obviously. And then in the middle, it was like a some sort of cheesecake filling with like fruit on top.
Hmm.
It looked real good. Anyway.
We should go. When can we go now?
I'd be so down to go to Japan.
I would be too.
Jessica and I have talked about going to Japan.
I'll go with you.
So have Danielle and I. We were talking about going to Japan, too.
Hmm. I'll go with you guys. We could do a bros trip with the ladies.
Well, Trey, you're going to have to not... I guess this is an off-air conversation, but you're going to have to... All that money you're spending on cocaine, you're going to have to change and start saving it for a Japan trip.
I might have to.
Japan is very strict on drugs, Trey, so you can't...
I know. I can't do drugs there.
You might have to take back one of those 4K TVs you bought as well.
Oh, one of them. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then finally, my last story, Trey, is Indiana Jones game.
Yeah, man.
Developer, talk to me, Trey. Are you still breathing?
Sure. I mean, they've already made an Indiana Jones game called Uncharted, and they already made an Uncharted game. It's called Tomb Raider, and they already made a Tomb Raider. It's called Indiana Jones.
Well, they actually also already made an Indiana Jones game. It's called Lego Indiana Jones.
Yes, you're right. So this game should not exist. Yeah, I'm sure. I want to see what it is, what it looks like. It probably plays just like Uncharted and Tomb Raider.
I was going to say, there's no way this game will be able to... So I don't think there's any way, even if this game is good, I don't think there's any way that it's going to get the recognition it deserves. Because
probably not.
No matter how good it is, it will always be compared to Uncharted.
And Tomb Raider. And Tomb Raider's done a lot the last few years of kind of making itself more modern as well.
Yeah, it's done a lot in the last 5 years, and I don't think you've recognized it.
I don't think you recognize that. Look, Machine Games is great. I would rather them make the third Wolfenstein game, because
I didn't know Machine had gotten into games.
Okay, shut up. Yeah, they're a good developer. I mean, the two Wolfenstein games are great. I gave them to you, Connor, to play.
That's right. I have them.
I think the second one's better. The second one is just more insane. And crazy.
Do you think we'll get fake Sean Connery in this game?
I doubt it. I wonder what the licensing will be. I mean, if it's Uncharted, or I'm sorry, if it's Indiana Jones, or is it going to be Harrison Ford likeness?
Will we get Shia LaBeouf?
Maybe.
That's the real question, Trey.
I'm wondering about a lot of these like new tie-in games where it's like, it feels like we've gotten to a point, because it used to be just like they would shovel them out. You know, any movie will have a tie-in game that sucks. But now it's like, hey, we're going to take this property and we're going to maybe treat it with some love and care and make it really good. So I'm interested.
Sweet. Well, Trey, that's all the news fit to print.
Do we have any Twitter questions?
We do have several Twitter questions.
Let me know the Twitter song.
Oh, there is no Twitter song.
I want there to be.
No Twitter song.
There needs to be.
There's not. All right. I'm sorry. Hold on. I gotta get to questions from last week that
we
didn't
get to. Questions from last week. We had a couple from last week that we did not get to, but Connor's going to pull them up right now.
I'm ready.
Very hungry. I need to figure out a place to get food.
Hot Dog Wizard.
Okay.
Hot Dog Wizard at Steve Breezy 91 said, what's your He said preserved. I assume he means
preferred.
Preferred D&D class. Austin, go ahead.
The only character I've ever made was a ranger, I think.
Okay.
That was an Earth Genasi ranger. I don't know. I think I like doing a big, heavy, smashing guy instead. But ranger was fun. It was fun doing my little bow and arrows and getting with my little double swords and stuff. I enjoyed it.
Troy, what about you?
I am a mage. I'm Trey's an elf probably, mage.
Trey's Lord. Probably either a mage or a priest.
Or a barbarian.
Probably a barbarian.
Ooh.
Okay. Adam was a barbarian, so Trey probably was.
Okay.
My preferred class, a couple times I've played, I always pick bard.
Bard is fun.
I like to play as a bard because I like to bring my own instrument that I do not know how to play and just like drum on a guitar the whole time. And the last time we did it was for a buddy's bachelor party right before he was getting married. And so I brought an out-of-tune ukulele, and I just wore sunglasses inside the whole time and strummed on it. And it was fun for me. I don't know about them. @CBreezy91 says, what's harder to get, an RTX GPU or a PS5? Trey, go ahead.
I don't know. They're both pretty hard to get right now. Might be impossible. I would say maybe a RTX card would probably be the hardest one to get. I mean, you could get them, you're just going to pay like triple the price.
CBreezy91 follows it up with, is Dr. Pepper good or do Texans overhype it?
Dr. Pepper is the only soda I drink. If I drink any soda at all. So, yeah, it's pretty damn good. I really don't drink soda, but I'll drink Dr. Pepper with some stuff.
So I'm very attuned to the seasons, as most people know me can attest.
We know.
And I have like some albums that I'll only listen to during certain seasons. I have some shows or movies I'll only watch during certain seasons. There are soda seasons. Coke is strictly spring and summer, and winter is strictly Dr. Pepper.
Interesting.
Dr. Pepper is a very spiced, heavier, savory flavor. Coke is more fruity and tart. And so it seems more appropriate for fall. So it's a great spiced beverage to have.
I never liked Coke.
I don't really drink soda.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do, if I'm going to go no sugar soda, I'll just drink a nice Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And do a Coke Zero way better.
I like the taste of Diet Coke more than Coke Zero, but I get it.
Okay, that's fair.
Like I've had both. I just prefer the taste of Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Like occasionally I'll just get like a craving for Diet Coke.
My dad like chugs Diet Coke.
And then if I'm gonna get a full sugar soda, I'm a Big Red boy.
Oh, that is disgusting. Sorry, I don't know why people like Big Red.
Give me some bubblegum flavored.
It's bubblegum flavored?
It's what it tastes like to me. Give me some bubblegum flavored red beverage. And then
red
if I can't get Big Red, a red Fanta is okay, but it's like the poor man's Big Red.
Mm.
Wasn't that strawberry flavored?
Yeah, it's close. It's like I'm trying to think. It's like someone who can't get access to their hydrocodone anymore, and they're like, you know what? Maybe heroin's for me.
Sure.
So in this case, it's like, well, I can't get my fix, so maybe I'll look at this other thing and see if I can get it there.
We've all been there.
Yeah, we all have.
Trey, Ticket Jombie says, does you think a future Call of Duty game will feature the storming of the Capitol one day?
You know what's funny? Cool. I was thinking about it because I think what's that game called by Ubisoft?
Rayman?
Yeah, Rainbow Six.
Rayman Origins?
You're not gonna tell me the right
answer. Splinter Cell?
Hold on.
Metal Slug.
Splinter Right Wing Terrorist Cell.
Okay. Metal of Honor.
You're just guessing. It's the one that takes place on Christmas.
Rayman Reloaded.
I think of Die Hard.
I think it's what is it? Division. The Division 2. The Division 2 takes place in Washington.
Sure. Oh, and where everyone waited in line on the game or whatever.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't that the one where people were like waiting in a virtual
line? Yeah,
it
was.
The
game? And I wonder like if that game was released right now. That would
also
not be a good look. I think you'll be able to storm the Capitol. I don't think that's going to be a thing.
I don't think you can anytime soon, but I guarantee you in a decade, absolutely it'll be part of a game. It'll be
I don't know, man.
Bro, they did no Russian. This is absolutely...
That's a little different. That's not an actual event that happened.
They let you play zombies in the White House.
You think they'll make a 9/11 game?
I mean...
Ticket Jombie says, Daisy or Peach? Trey, go ahead.
Daisy.
Austin?
Normally I'd say Daisy, but I don't know, something about that Peach.
Is because I
need a peach for hours?
Mm-hmm.
Trump because been inside Peach twice?
Gross.
All right.
Trump's been in Peach twice.
I think I'm going to pick Daisy.
Yeah.
Uncle Dick rude. Trickle.
Yeah, this
at
is
_force who hung out with us on the.
He's been on a lot of my streams. Yeah, he's coming to a lot of streams.
He said, "I need some to play after I finish Ghost of Tsushima tonight. I'm very into that style of game. Any suggestions, Trey?"
If you like those games, you know what? You might like more the Ubisoft kind of open world games. Right. I know people like the new Assassin's Creed.
Oh, Valhalla?
Yeah, I know people like that a lot. I know my roommate's been playing it. Or Spider-Man.
Trey, were you upset at Connor's assertion that Ghost of Tsushima looks boring?
I'm not mad. That's his opinion. I won't get mad at his opinion, but it's not boring. It's very pretty.
Also, I would suggest, if you've not played like Shadow of Mordor,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to suggest that only because Ghost of Tsushima has sort of a hierarchy system, right, for enemies?
No.
It doesn't?
No. That would have been cool, though. That would have been awesome.
Well, anyway, I still will recommend Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, that's a cool game.
If you have access to it, it's awesome. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And then also he said, in all caps, when do we get to hang with the Bridges baby?
You get to see the baby Friday or today or whenever you're listening to this. You'll probably get to...
What? Who's the Bridges baby?
Trey said he was going to get a bridge pregnant on the stream or something like that. I don't even remember how the joke got started.
No, it's the bridge baby. That's the baby in Death Stranding.
That's right. We talked about bridge baby, and then we talked about...
I like that you're just trying to make up a joke because you don't know what it was, so you're trying to make up a scenario.
No, I was trying to remember the context, but now that you said it...
That's what it's called, a bridge baby.
About, yeah, and then we were talking about what would it be like if the Golden Gate Bridge got pregnant. What
Did
would
we?
That baby...
I don't remember that part.
That's what we were talking about. We talked, if you got a bridge pregnant, what would the baby look like? It would be half bridge, half human. That's what we were talking about.
Okay. I don't recall that conversation, but okay.
That was a real conversation.
All right. Makes sense.
You were focused on the game, and I was focused on whatever was happening in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
See, Breezy said, Mario, ?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I assume he's trying to say it like this. He's trying to say,
that's very creepy.
Yes, it's creepy how accurate it is.
Yeah.
AtsyBreezy91 says, why don't we ever play a Zelda? The legend is about her, right?
Because Nintendo's a bunch of sexists. They will never let you do it.
You think they'll give Zelda a game like they gave Peach that one game where you could fight with your emotions?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Based on the trailer for... the small, very small teaser trailer we got for Breath of the Wild 2, it looks like she's going to be a major, possibly playable character.
I think they've like said that they're surprised people even wanted to play as Zelda. So I don't know.
I want to play
You can play as her in Smash Brothers. So
yeah,
there
you can.
Yeah, and she's boring. I'd rather play as Sheik.
True that.
CBreezy91 says, why are we still getting Wii U ports to the Switch? It just seems lazy.
Because no one played Wii U.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get all those games that should have been on the Switch over there to get people to play them.
Yeah.
So they become an official part of the canon.
And then Trey, he asked, this is a question specifically geared at you, I think. He said, I'm turning 30 this month. Where do I get my old man gear from?
You got to go to Lands' End to get your loafers.
L.L. Bean?
Yeah.
Where did you buy your white New Balances?
Lands' End. Get your New Balances. Get your Sperry Topsiders. You got to get those. Orthopedic.
You can get your mid-rise white socks. I think you can just get at Target, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where'd you get your cell phone holster, though?
You can go to the AT&T store and just yell at the person in the back, and they'll give you one.
Do you think
nice, leather belt?
Yes.
Possibly pants way up too
high. You know what? You know, Connor, that Austin doesn't believe in belts.
I think belts are stupid. I didn't realize people just like wore belts all the time. I thought it was only a formal thing.
Wear them for formal stuff. I do have an athletic belt that I'll wear for disc golf occasionally.
Like, if you have to be wearing a belt, then just get a different size pants.
Yeah,
like,
but it looks better. Don't. It looks good.
Well, who's going to see it? Your shirt is covering it 99%.
What if you're tucking your shirt in?
Who tucks their shirt in?
The other thing that you got to get as an old man is you've got to get the Bluetooth thing that sits on your neck.
Uh-huh.
That you then plug, you know, like it has your headphones in it, and then you just put them in your ears, but it's still like that piece of plastic that sits on your neck.
You got to get the little readers.
Yep, you have to have readers. You have to start typing on your phone with one finger.
Yes.
I was about to say, and you have to, when you use a speakerphone or talk to text, you have to put it right next to your mouth as close as it'll go and then yell.
Oh, and anytime you want to look up something, you have to go, Siri, look up this.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I swear to God, my parents do that all the time. I have to tell them, just type it. You don't have to talk to Siri.
But Trey,
Siri's better for doing like tasks and stuff, like setting reminders. Like if you're having Siri look up stuff, you have too much time in your day.
What's Trey? What's Belichick's age? Hey Siri, how old is? Yeah,
Bill Belichick. And then the last question, last but not least, Jessica said, if you could replay any game for the first time with no memory of it right this second at your current age, what game would you play?
Banjo-Tooie.
Okay.
Not taking it seriously. I would say probably, what are you saying?
I assume it's Outer Wilds, right?
Yeah, Outer Wilds or Breath of the Wild.
I think I would pick Mass Effect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be something real good story-based.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say Mass Effect. All the questions, Trey.
Cool, that's all the questions. Well, that's another episode of Super Gamescast 64 for another week. We do have that bonus episode, if you want to listen to it, where Connor and Austin just repeatedly take my nutsack and take a humongous hammer and smash each nut individually for about 40 minutes. So you can listen to that.
We might do more of those. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right. Until the next time, I'm Trey. That's Connor and Austin. We'll see you.
Bye.
Come check out Trey's stream on Saturday where he's going to stream Fallout.
And
New
we're
Vegas.
Streaming Friday. We're streaming Death Stranding. All right, bye.
Death Stranding.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. It's good. It gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you and go, I had a dream that I was floating to your house. In the summertime, huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell me. In the summertime, these visions I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are a meal.
In the summertime.